your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. In this particular segment in our continuing attempt to keep hope in this country for a lot of things that are very questionable, we're going to talk about what happened during the last election, specifically in Wisconsin, where people were actually paid to vote. And this is documented. Jimmy, how could this go on in a country where that particular action in an election is against the law, clearly?
Yeah, it just appears that what has happened over a period of time, and actually a pretty short period of time, is people have become so divided and so angry at the opposition. And I think it's very much a left push to alienate not only Trump supporters, but conservatives in general, in order to push their ideologies. They're willing to sacrifice anything, including the law, including the Constitution, in order to achieve power and achieve their political gains.
But how can they get away with it, James?
Who's going to hold them accountable if, in fact, the Department of Justice, the leading law enforcement agency in the country, and the judicial system is not able and will not follow through? Who will hold them accountable? And if the voters don't have a true say in the vote, then how do you beat this? This is how problematic this has become. When the media, the powers of law enforcement, when politicians and actually the judicial system is unwilling to question corruption, then you are faced with this type of a collapse. And it's happened over and over again throughout history. There is no question that we have the human race has a long history of going from small amounts of hope and then backsliding into tyranny and control. And what we're seeing now is elements that control law enforcement, elements that control the media, elements that control our voting apparatus and our, you know, what was once a democracy, actually a republic, that are now not allowing other information to go forward that might hold people accountable. In the past, Al, when we had problems like this, mainstream media outlets would be all over it. 60 Minutes, ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, anybody would be after these types of corruption schemes. But what we're seeing now is a very skewed perception and a controlled mechanism that keeps this information from getting to the general public. So the general public thinks that everything is okay, or they're so angry at the corruption, at the hate and the development of this kind of sociopathy, if I would say it, against conservative values on the left, that they're willing to do anything in order to achieve their power. And so who's going to stop it? When the Seattle Police Department stops enforcing laws because of the legislature in city council passes new laws that don't allow them to do it or cuts them, who holds them accountable? If the voters don't hold them accountable, if the voters keep voting them in, or if the election system is actually corrupt so the voters can't make a stay, who stops it? Who stops the devolution of San Francisco or New York, especially if the system is corrupt?
Okay.
And that's what we're seeing right now, is a rapid decline in trust and faith in the system, but a rapid increase of control of the system by a very small group of people.
Well, the only comment I can make on that is, sitting on the outside looking in, it just seems to me that if the conservatives said, you know, this is what happened in Wisconsin and here's how we can prove it. Jane Doe, in her election campaigns, was purportedly reported to have given $60,000 to a candidate, and it was not reported that she gave that kind of money. It would seem to me that if a front page article was written in one of the newspapers in that area, that somebody would be all over that.
Well, the problem is you're not getting a front page article because the media, the editors, and the newspapers are saying, calling it false information or misinformation, and they're protecting the Democratic view. And why are they protecting the Democratic view? Because they're afraid to say anything against it because they'll be attacked. And that's what we saw.
How did they attack, Jim?
Well, what happened in 2020 in the summer?
Okay.
What happens to any reporter? What happened to Alan Dershowitz, who was standing up for the Constitution and defended Donald Trump in his impeachment hearing because it was constitutionally illegal to do what they were saying, and they were providing fraudulent information? So he stands up, a Democrat, a well-respected lawyer, a very, very long, historically liberal man, stands up for someone based on the Constitution. You know what happens to him? He gets attacked and yelled at. His friends don't talk to him anymore because he supported the evil man, Donald Trump. And that's what we've created, what we've seen in this society, is this division and hate. And I want to ask people out there that are listening to this, why, especially if you're on the left, why do you hate Donald Trump so much? Primarily, I would say it's because what people have told you and what the media has told you. It's not because you know anything, and it's certainly not because you have any direct information other than what you see from the media. But the media is actively pursuing a policy in conjunction with Democrats in order to achieve a political end. And that gives them financially more incentive and more power.
And that gives who? The
editors, the corporations that own and manage those editors.
So what you're saying is the people, the editor, the owner, etc., Carlos Slim of the New York Times, is able to print blatant lies.
And I'm saying he's not doing it, but the people that work for him are.
All right.
And we saw it over and over and over again. And you're seeing it actually from the White House. And remember this. Nobody wants to offend the people in power, right? If you're a corporation, you don't want to be attacked. And when you use law enforcement as a tool to threaten, this is what we get in America. When you use the EPA or the IRS to threaten somebody, just like you, Al, you're afraid to even say things on the radio show because you're afraid of potentially getting shut off. That's how they're using power to influence and silence people. That's what's happening in America right now.
Okay, we're going to take a look at that question. I'm not disagreeing or agreeing. It's a pretty important question, and I'm going to take a look at that certainly this week and report back to you folks on that. Stick around, got to take a break. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.